A Real Life Experience, Birthing God's Dream of Equality.
We had many conversations while on our trip of perspective in Calcutta, India, on whether we were rich or not. My processing went something like this. In many ways, we are all rich. In many ways, we are all poor. There are those who are materially wealthy while spiritually poor, or spiritually wealthy while materially poor. But let's not kid ourselves. There is a huge discrepancy between the haves and the have-nots. And until we are willing to start giving up our right to have everything we want, use all the resources we want, and start a systematic way of giving to the have-nots, the disparity between the rich and the poor will not change. We can play all the head games we want with these words. We can resent the use of these words to categorize and polarize people. But the truth is, I am rich, and that lady living on the street, outside my hotel window, is poor. If I get sick, I can fly home to quality medical care. If she gets sick, she will die. If I want to advance myself, I can accumulate more degrees. If she wants to advance, she will have to fight for and stake out a better corner to live on. If I want a new dress, I can charge it. If she wants a new dress, she will wait until she can beg, barter, or steal it. I must not play games with this one. I am a very rich woman.